Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the last daily in Parshas Vayigash. That's Perek Mem Zayin, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Vayoshev Yosef his aviv as Echov, and Yosef settled his father and brothers. Vayitein lohem achuz be'eretz Mitzrayim, and gave them a holding in the land of Mitzrayim. B'meitav aretz be'eretz Ramses, in the choices of the land in the land of Ramses. Kasher tziva parah, just like parah commanded. Let's just see Rashi over here. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Ramses me'eretz Goshen. This is part of the land of Goshen. Back to Chomash Pasuk Yud Beis. Vaychalkel Yosef his aviv as Echov, and Yosef sustained his father and brothers. Veis kol beis aviv in all of his father's house. With bread according to the children. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Yud Beis. What does that mean? Lefi atof. Lefi atzarch l'chol b'nei beisam. According to what every single person in the family needed, even the children. Sifsechachamim explains that means even the bread that they crumble and waste, he made sure that they had enough. Back to Chomash Pasuk Yud Gimel. Now we're just going to be talking about the famine as a whole. V'lechem ein b'chol aretz. There was no bread throughout the entire land. Ki chavid arav ma'od, because the famine was very severe. Vateila eretz Mitzrayim ve'eretz Kanan b'nei arav, and the land of Mitzrayim Kanan became wary because of the hunger. V'ilaket Yosef is called kesef anim so b'eretz Mitzrayim b'eretz Kanan. And Yosef had gathered all the money that was found in the land of Mitzrayim and Canaan, Bashevar Sharahim Shivrim, with the food that they were buying. Vayava Yosef as Hakesef Beis Paroi, and Yosef brought that money to the house of Paroi. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Dalet, Bashevar Shehem Shivrim. Noisilayas Hakesef, they gave him all this money because of all the food they had to buy. Back to Chomash Pasuk Tazvav, Vayitoim Hakesef Me'eretz Mitzrayim Me'eretz Canaan, and all the Kesef, all the money was depleted from the land of Mitzrayim and Canaan. Vayavayu Kol Mitzrayim El Yosef Lamer, and all the land of Mitzrayim came to Yosef saying, Havalanu Lechem, give us bread. Vilama Nomas Negdecha, why should we die in front of you? Face Kosef just because there's no more money. Vayomer Yosef, and Yosef said, Havu Miknechem, bring your livestock. Vatnolchem Miknechem, and I'll give you bread for your livestock. Im Afes Kosef, if you're saying that there's no more money. Vayavius Miknechem al Yosef, and they brought their livestock to Yosef. Vayitin Lohem Yosef Lechem, and Yosef gave them bread in exchange for Basusim, the horses, with Miknehatsoin for the flocks of sheep, with Miknehabakir, and the flocks of cattle, Bachamayim, and the donkeys. Vayin Alem Balechem, Bachom Miknehem, and he managed them with bread for all their livestock, Bashanahi, in that year. Vatitoim Bashanahi, and that year finished. Vayavayuela Bashanahjanis, and they came to him the second. Year, and they said, we have not withheld anything from my master. It's just that there's no more money, and all of the livestock and all the animals that went to my master. The only thing that's left in front of my master is our bodies and our land. Why should we die in front of your eyes? Also us, also our land. You shall buy us, you should acquire us and our land for bread. And us and our land shall be servants to Paroi, v'sein zera, and you shall give seed to plant, v'nichi v'loi namos, and will live and not die, v'adam alei seisham, and the land shall not be desolate. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yotes. What does that mean, v'sein zera, and give seed to plant? L'zrei adama, to plant the land. V'afal b'shamar Yosef, even though Yosef had told them, v'oil chamei shanim asher ein charsh v'katzir, this is going to be another 5 years that there's no plowing and planting. This was only 2 years into the hunger. Mikivan shabai Yaakov l'mitzrayim. Since Yaakov came to Mitzrayim, ba bracha l'raglai, bracha came after him as well. V'schilu l'zrei, they started planting, v'kal Arav, and the famine actually stopped after 2 years. It shouldn't become desolate. There shouldn't be any desolation. That it's not plowed. Back to Chumash Pasuk Chaf. Vayiken Yosef is called Mas Mitzrayim l'Paroi, and Yosef acquired all the land of Mitzrayim for Paroi. Kimachum Mitzrayim ish sudeya, because every person in Mitzrayim sold his field. Kichazak aleim arav, because the famine was too heavy for them. Vatiya aretz l'Paroi, and the land was for Paroi. Vashaam heavier osei la'arim, and all the nation, all the people, he transferred to different cities. From the end of one border of Mitzrayim to the other. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Vesam heavier Oisei. Yosef Mi'ir La'ir. Yosef transported different cities from one place to another. Lezikarin, to remind them, She'ein Lehem Oid Chelik Ba'aretz, that they really have no portion in the land. Vayishivu La'ir Zub Chaverta, and he just took the population of this city and stuck him in that city, and he shifted everyone around. V'leisach HaKasav Lichtai Zayv. So Pasuk didn't really have to tell us that Yosef shifted all these populations to different places. El Yedecha Shivcha Shay Yosef is only to tell us his praise. Shinschavin Lohasri Cherbal Ma'achiv, that he just had intent to remove the embarrassment and the shame from his brothers, Shloyu Karin Isam Gailim, so they shouldn't call them exiles, since now he exiled everyone from their place and he moved them to other places, so the brothers were no different from everyone else. Mikzei Gvul Mitzrayim, Kein Asel Chala Ar Mashal Machas Mitzrayim, he did this to every city in the land of Mitzrayim. Mikzei Gvula V'ad Kitzei Gvula, from one border to the other border, he literally picked up whole populations and neighborhoods and just shifted them to completely different places. Back to Chosh Pasuch Av Beis, Rakad Masakayanim Laikana, only the land of the priests he didn't acquire, Kichayk Lakayhanim, Eis Paray, because it was a chayk, it was a rule, it was a law from Paray, va'achlus chukam, and they ate their stipend, they ate their portion, asher nasan lahem Paray, the Paray gave them, alkein le'machor sad masam, that's why they didn't have to sell their land. Let's see Rashi of your Pasuk of Beis, ha'kayhanim, who are these priests? Ha'kaymarim, these are the priests of Avodah Zarah. Kol ha'shayin kayin, anytime we use this word kayin, mishars l'alikosu, that means it is a service man to an elikos, to a god, it either could mean to Hashem or to some sort of Avodah Zarah. Chutz ma'asin shayin l'shayin gedula, except for when we use the word kayin and we're talking about a position of greatness, kama'i kayin midyan, kayin ayin. Chayk l'kayhanim, what does that mean? It was a rule, it was a law for the Kahanim. There was a stipend that was given to them every single day. They got a certain amount of food, so therefore they didn't have to sell their land. Back to Pasuk Chav Gimel. Yosef said to the nation, Hain, behold, Konisi Eschem Ayem Vesad Maschem Lepare, I've acquired you and your land today for Pare. Helechem Zera, take some seed, Uzratim Esadama, and plant the land. Vahaya Batvuas, it will be when you gather in, Unsatim Chamishas Lepare, you have to give a fifth to Pare. Va'arba Yodais, and the four remaining portions, Yelechem should be for you, Lezera Hasada, to plant the land, Ulachlechem, and for your food, Vasher Batechem, and to those who are you in your house, Velechel Atapchem, and food for your children. Let's see Rashi Pasuk of Dalad, the Zera Hasada will be for planting the land, Shebuchal Shana of every year, Vasher Batechem, Lechel Avadim Ashvachas, Asher Batechem, and to give all the servants and maidservants that you have in your houses, Tapchem, Banim Ketanim, your little children, you can use that for food for them as well. So back to Pasuk of Heva, Yomru, and they said, Hachisani, you've given us life, Nimsochain Be'ene Adaini, may we find favor in the eyes of my master, Vayinu Avadim Lapare, and we will be slaves to Pare. Vayasam Isa Yosef, Lechaik Adayam Azeh, and Yosef established it as a rule, as a law until this very day, Alan Mas Mitzrayim, regarding the land of Mitzrayim, Lepare Lechaimesh, a fifth of it goes to Pare, Rakan Masakanim Levadam, except for the land of the Kaihanim alone, Loy Haisa Lepare, that didn't belong to Pare. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk of Hey, Nimsochain, Lasus Lon Nuzais Kamash Amarta, we should find favor in your eyes to do this as you said, Vayuna Avadim Lepare, Lalus Loy Mas Hazeb Choshana, to give him this tax every year, Lechaik Shalayavar, it is a chaik, it is a rule that is not allowed to ever be repealed. So back to Pasuk of Zayin, Vayeshav Yisrael Be'erz Mitzrayim Be'erz Goshen, and Yisrael settled in the land of Mitzrayim, the land of Goshen, Vayechazu Ba, and they got holdings in it, Vayifru Vayirbu Ma'id, and they were fruitful and multiplied greatly. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk of Zayin, Vayeshav Yisrael Be'erz Mitzrayim, Vehechan, where do they live? Be'erz Goshen, the land of Goshen, Shem Be'erz Mitzrayim, which is part of Be'erz Mitzrayim. Vayechazu Ba, Rashi says, Kanu Bat V'Nachles, they bought houses and estates, Va'asu Achuzais, and they had many holdings. Vayifru Vayirbu, and they were fruitful and multiplied, Ala Asid, this regarding the future, where they were fruitful and multiplied, as we're going to learn about that really at the beginning of Chumash Shemais. With this, we finish Parshas Vayigash. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.